Producers and creators are the sources of all value on the planet. MC Lobster, the host of the top-rated business and investing podcast Cashflow Ninja, is on a mission with Producers Wealth to help producers create, protect, and multiply their wealth outside of Wall Street in any economy by creating systems and processes that help them increase their production, provides them with liquidity, passive income generators, and opportunities for enormous growth. Learn more about their time-tested and proven systems at yourownbankingsystem.com. That's yourownbankingsystem.com.
Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Here is your host inside the dojo, MC Laubscher.
Hello, Cashflow Ninjas. MC Lobster here, and welcome to another episode of the Cashflow Ninja. I have a great show for you today, and in today's show, we're going to look at how to build an epic online business and live life on your own terms. My guest in this episode is 25-year-old serial entrepreneur Jeet Banerjee. Jeet is a TEDx speaker, digital marketing consultant, and best-selling author. Jeet began his entrepreneurial journey at the age of 17, and since then, he has launched a handful of successful businesses and even sold two companies for a profit since then. Jeet will discuss his entrepreneurial journey and look at how you can create an online business selling digital and physical products anywhere in the world. After interviewing over 300 Cashflow Ninjas on the show, a common question I get asked is what are the top things that you have learned from these Cashflow Ninjas? And I've compiled the biggest lessons I've learned in a report and video, the 10 top things that Cashflow Ninjas know. You can download the video and report at cashflowninja.com.
Are you an investor looking for passive cash flow but don't have the time to explore your options? Discover Real Estate. It's the best option for passive income that savvy investors have been turning to for years to generate income and build wealth. But the reality is, real estate investing takes expertise, market knowledge, and time. So what do you do if you don't have the time or market knowledge? Discover how many business investors have found a way to generate cash flow from real estate investing. Their secret? They partner with proven private real estate investment funds. Four Peaks Capital Partners have created a system that allows accredited investors the opportunity to invest in undervalued assets to generate passive income and capital gains. Invest with the cash flow experts and sit back while Four Peaks does all the work. Call Four Peaks Capital Partners at 877-5-INCOME. That's 877-5-INCOME, or go to privateincomeinvesting.com. An offer to buy or sell securities is only made by a private placement memorandum. Prospective investors must read the PPM in its entirety before making an investment decision.
My friend Dave Zook from The Real Asset Investor says, you can be conventional or you can be wealthy. Pick one. The Real Asset Investor team creates value for investors looking for high yield returns from multifamily apartments, ATM machines, and self-storage investments. Their syndications offer attractive investment opportunities that produce strong cash flow, equity growth, huge tax incentives. They are truly passive and managed by a world-class team. To learn more about the exciting investment opportunities The Real Asset Investor offers, such as their multifamily, ATM, and self-storage syndications, please visit cashflowninja.com/realassetinvestor. Jeet, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Can you please share a little bit about your background and journey with my listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. So currently I'm 25 years old. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've spoken at TEDx and I'm a digital marketing consultant. Really my entrepreneurial journey began at the age of 17, but kind of rewinding a couple of years before that, pretty much how I became an entrepreneur was at 15, my dad woke me up one day and was like, hey, you need to go out and get a job. Like, I don't want to pay for your video games and you going to the movies and all that stuff. I got the basic necessities. So at 15, I kind of started applying for jobs, pretty much any job a teenager would be able to get. I took on while going to high school, and I did that for about 2 years. And I had 12 different jobs, anything from like tutoring to door-to-door sales, telemarketing, receptionist, cleaning floors. I pretty much, you name it, I did it. And over these 2 years, one thing kept happening. I either kept getting fired where I kept quitting from every single job that I took. And eventually, after going through 12 jobs, my entire plan in life was to kind of become an entrepreneur. I mean, sorry, to go to college, get a business degree, and work a corporate job. So as I kind of went through this entire process, and I couldn't work 10 hours a week, I got really scared my senior year of high school, where I was like, man, why can't I work? What's wrong with me? Why do I feel so frustrated working at a job? So I began like Googling my so-called symptoms to see what was wrong with me. And I came across these videos and these articles from other entrepreneurs, like really, really successful ones like Richard Branson, that talked about this feeling of being unemployable and feeling like they were at prison when they worked a job. And I really related with all this stuff. And at that age, I was like, you know what? I need to figure out if this is for me or not. So I just kind of jumped in, started my first business. And ever since then, I really haven't looked back. I've launched over 10 plus businesses, some of which have been really successful, some of which have failed epically. And in addition to that, I help other entrepreneurs with their businesses and jumpstarting their dreams. So yeah, that's a little bit about me and how I got here.
What was the first business that you started?
Yeah, it was a multimedia agency. So we mainly started out doing like web design and web development for basic companies. So like basic 5-page websites. And then we kind of expanded into doing like videos and online marketing over the years. But yeah, that was basically what we started as initially, was a web design company.
Very, very interesting. Now, a lot of folks might be listening to you and saying, well, you started all of these businesses, and that little voice inside them already starts to talk to them and say, you don't have any money to start a business. You don't know anything. What would you say to folks that think that one of their biggest things holding them back is having the capital to start a business?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like one of the biggest things that I like to share with people is that when I first started my entrepreneurial journey, I was 17 years old, so I couldn't even have a bank account. Like I didn't even have like a PayPal account because I wasn't allowed to be on PayPal. I literally had absolutely nothing when I started. And I think that the biggest thing that people should understand is that when there's a will, there's always a way. And there's so many businesses out there that you can start without any money in your pocket at whatsoever. So to really put into perspective, the first company that I started, the web design company, so I really didn't have a business entity or anything. I literally spent $0 to launch that company. I literally just picked up the phone, went online and started looking up websites around my neighborhood of like local stores, like donut shops, real estate companies, etc. And anytime I saw a website of a company that didn't look so good or needed updating, I'd call them and be like, hey, I came across your website. I don't think your website looks really good. I think you can redesign and make it look better. Here's how I can help. And I probably called about 100 to 200 people before I got my first client. And I literally got my first web design client without having my own website. And got the client, got the services done for them, got paid. And then I used that money to start my own website. And then from there, it was just kind of like building blocks. And I think like people have the right mindset and they're really determined to be successful. You don't really need money. You don't really need anything. You can sell something without really having anything tangible. And I've proven that in my past.
The other thing, though, too, and what you've mentioned, too, is starting small and then growing it. And one of the things that I've seen living in the United States is especially is that people think big. They do. And it's fantastic. So sometimes they think, I've got to, you know, burn the boats, as they say, you know, quit my job and then start a business. What would you say to that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest thing is that like it's always great to dream big, but you don't necessarily have to go out and get everything at one time, right? Like even when I was 17 years old and launching my business and all that kind of stuff, as soon as I got into the midst of things, I knew that one day I was going to be very, very successful. But for me, I still went to college while starting my first business because it was like, okay, let me take a calculated risk. At the end of the day, we don't know 100% whether this is going to work or not. So I'm still going to manage my education and still have like a backup plan, so to speak, before I dive in full time. And I have a lot of people that I kind of work with that are entrepreneurs trying to start their dreams and stuff like that. And they tell me, oh, I'm going to tell my boss I'm quitting tomorrow. I'm going to go all in on this entrepreneurship thing. And I'm like, whoa, 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 slow down a little bit, right? Let's do this. Why don't you keep your full-time job? Why don't you carve out a couple extra hours after work and maybe a couple extra hours before work and launch a business, launch it as a side hustle. And then once you can prove that your side hustle can be bigger than your main hustle, then you can quit your job and you can go all in on it. And I think it's just about really taking calculated risks because everybody wants to take that intense leap of faith and go all in on something. but I've always been really big about taking calculated risks and making sure and ensuring that before you jump into something that you actually know it's going to work. And it's actually not even like from the money standpoint, sometimes it's about whether entrepreneurship is for you. For a lot of people, they go out, they try it, and they're like, man, the sleepless nights and the lack of a guaranteed paycheck isn't for them. And I think you got to figure those things out. So you got to always kind of balance the two things. And once you're 100% sold on it, then by all means, go full out on it.
Yeah, that you make such a good point, because I think a lot of folks, they see a lot of successful entrepreneurs, but they don't know that these guys started, or gals started, on their own time after hours building and working on their own businesses before they quit their day jobs. I think even Steve Jobs was programming computer games, right? Or video games or mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah.
So they're all, they start somewhere, because you've got to start somewhere, start small, keep building it and building it. And eventually, as you said, when the income overtakes it and there's an enormous upside opportunity, that's when you pivot and that's when you go all in. What are some of the businesses that you teach on the Income Incubator, where you teach students of what they can start part-time and then develop into flourishing full-time businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of as I earlier mentioned, I've launched like over 10 plus businesses in my entrepreneurial career. So I've taken 7 of the business models that have actually succeeded very well and still generate revenue and income for me today. And I've put it together in this like all-inclusive academy called the Income Incubator. And they're all online businesses. And the 7 online businesses that we kind of that I kind of dive in and teach people is number one, how to start their own social media agency, how to start your own ebooks business, your own mobile application business, your own software application business, your own physical products business, like selling on Amazon and online and drop shipping and all that stuff, how to sell like physical books. And so we have all this teachings and all these materials that we show people. And a lot of these businesses you can do on the side. A lot of these businesses, like I manage multiple of these businesses currently. And even when I was going in college and stuff like that, I was managing some of these businesses, and I've had like other tech startup companies and things of that nature that were like my full-time gig while I was kind of running these side businesses on the side. And eventually you can get to the point where you're at 6 figures, 7 figures, things like that, and you can go full-time into one of these businesses. So it's really cool. And we kind of give everyone the resources and the blueprints and the documents and pretty much everything they need. And I kind of hold their hand from day one until they're at a point where they're very successful and satisfied with the online business they create.
Yeah, and there's enormous opportunity in physical products, which you covered too, with this growing e-commerce trend. Can you share a little bit more information about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So e-commerce is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and every single year more people are spending money online, and it's sites like Amazon and Walmart and Jet.com and eBay that people are spending money on, in addition to like people's individual websites. And the beauty about like getting your products on Amazon or Walmart or these types of platforms is that it's fairly easy to do. And pretty much you've got a large audience of people that are shopping all the time. And the biggest thing that I love to tell people is that when you start a products business, people go on Google to get information about things. But when people search for a product on Amazon, they're looking to buy. That's what their mindset is. So being able to sell your products physically and digitally online is massive. And I know so many people that have taken my academy and just people in general that I've connected with, networked with, that have like 6-7 figure businesses currently, and they don't spend more than maybe like 20 hours a week, which is awesome.
You're listening to Jeet Banerjee on the Cashflow Ninja podcast. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
MC Lobsher is the host of the top-rated business and investing podcast, Cashflow Ninja, and also the president of Producers Wealth. Producers Wealth assists people in creating, protecting, and perpetually multiplying wealth in any economy through creating processes that help them increase their production, provide them with liquidity, passive income generators, and opportunities for enormous growth. Learn more about their time-tested and proven systems at yourownbankingsystem.com.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the United States. Our simple, proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Learn how to find the best deals by downloading your free copy of the ultimate guide to passive real estate investing at noradarealestate.com. That's noradarealestate.com.
You're listening to Jeet Banerjee on the Cashflow Ninja podcast, and now back to our interview. Another big trend that which you covered is social media. What are some of the latest trends on that? What are some of the platforms that's getting a lot of action and that a lot of the students of yours have grown their businesses on?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the course, we kind of teach people how to start their own social media agency. So I like to use this example because about like 10 to 12 years ago, what ended up happening was like every single business that existed finally got the realization that they had to get a website and go online in order to be successful. So during that time, web design companies and web development companies were booming. And pretty much what's happened today is that companies are now realizing that they need to be on social media and they need to know how to utilize it properly if they want to stay in business. So what we pretty much teach in this course is how to start your own social media agency. And you can really specialize in any number of social media platforms or all of them. And we really show them how to like go out and get their first clients, how to go out and like how to price their services, how to educate themselves on social media marketing and all that stuff. Because most businesses are really in two mindsets, right? One, they have no idea about social media and how to use it, so they're looking for someone to do it. Or two, they're already so busy with everything that's going on within their company that they don't have time to manage it themselves, and they're not going to pay someone a full-time salary to come in and work on their stuff in-house. So there's a huge opportunity for people to go out there and manage social media pages, help companies grow their social media brands, and do all of these things. And I kind of teach them how to do that in the course. And that's one of the hottest businesses right now that most of my students are starting and finding great success with.
Yeah, that definitely is an enormous opportunity for people to get started on. And then also the physical products with the growing e-commerce trend. I mean, it's just retail is just going to be disappearing over the next 5 years, might be sooner than that. And then you focus on a lot of information products as well. And that's been a product where there's not a lot of startup capital required to do that. Just an idea and transferring some knowledge and information and then the right tools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Information products are great because like if there's something that you know or something that you're willing to research, learn about and educate yourself on, and you're willing to put together some kind of really good guide or some kind of really good handbook or material, people will buy that and people will pay for it. And for example, eBooks is a huge, huge platform for that. And even like physical books and stuff like that, just really curating content, putting together helpful guides or sharing your expertise in some kind of niche or domain is huge nowadays.
Now, Jeet, you've had some success in some of your businesses. You've had some epic failures, as you mentioned early on. What's some of the biggest key lessons and I would say epiphanies, aha moments that you've had on your journey that you would share with a younger, because you're still so young self?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the biggest things that I kind of learned early on that I would share with my younger self would be the power of saying no. So kind of like as I kind of first got started as an entrepreneur, I wanted to say yes to every opportunity, everything that came by me. And it was for two reasons. One, I felt like I could handle everything. And two, it was just because I didn't want to be impolite. And then quickly, I saw myself burning out and I saw myself not getting the results. And nowadays, what I've learned is that I've got a big goal at the end of everything. I've got like a big goal. And when I make a decision on whether I take on an opportunity or take something on or say yes to it, I always ask myself, does this somehow align with my goal or somehow help me get closer to my goal? If the answer is yes, then it's always a yes to doing whatever it is that I need to do. However, if the answer is a no, I always have learned that like I've got to politely decline those opportunities just because it doesn't align with what I want to do. And a lot of people are really scared to say no, but what I've learned is no is one of the most powerful and effective words, because if you can do it politely in the right way, it's going to help you grow so much and it's going to make your life a lot easier. And that's one of the biggest lessons that I learned kind of throughout the entire process. And that's something that I love to pass on to other people.
Some of the, there's many different things holding people back from taking action. The key ingredient, what would you say to them?
Yeah, absolutely. The biggest thing that I like to tell them, and this is kind of what I talked about in my TED talk, was that there's no perfect time to get started. And everybody sits there and kind of waits for the perfect moment. But no matter what happens, you're always going to have excuses and life is always going to be tough. life doesn't get easier, any easier as we get older. And even when I started, I had no experience. Like I had worked only odd jobs and that's it. I had no money. I couldn't even get my own bank account and I had no degree. I was still in high school, so I didn't technically even have my high school degree at the time. And I was able to start my own businesses and find success. So the biggest thing I like to tell people is that there's no better time than right now. And their situations aren't going to change. The circumstances are never going to be better and none of those things. So if you want to take action, you should do it right now because you're never going to have a perfect plan. And the biggest thing I realized and learned from my journey was along the way of going through my journey and being an entrepreneur, I learned more than I could ever imagine. And I think sometimes you just have to dive in, go through the process and you'll hit obstacles and you'll hit challenges and deal with failures. And that's how you'll grow as a person and you'll know exactly what you need to learn, what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, what you need to improve on. And it's just a beautiful journey going through and being an entrepreneur. And I think if that's what you really want in life, just do it right now.
Now, one habit I've observed from wealthy and successful people is that they're always studying new subjects and learning new skill sets. What are you currently studying and what new skill sets are you currently learning?
Yeah, absolutely. So two of the biggest things that I've really been focused on learning is I've really been focusing on how to like sell using webinars. So really creating webinar funnels and utilizing webinars as a marketing channel and a marketing tool. That's been one of the biggest things that I've been really studying and working on. And then the second thing that I've really been working on and really been focused on is I'm trying to get into physical retail stores with one of my brands and one of my companies. So I've really been dealing with big retailers, major box retailers, talking to them, dealing with their buying teams and purchasing departments and all that kind of stuff. And that's been a pretty awesome journey and a lot of stuff that I've been learning along the way.
Now, Gita, core message in our show is to leave our families, communities, and the world better than we found it by passing down a mindset, values, and principles to future generations, not just money. So if you cannot pass on any money to future generations and we're only allowed to pass on three principles to them to build wealth and achieve happiness and success, what would they be?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing that I would tell people is not to chase money and because money is one of the most elusive objects that exist in this world. And I think it's all about creating value, solving problems, and doing something you're passionate about. And as long as your mindset and your mentality is focused on the right things, such as like purpose, passion, or creating value, money will come to you. Never chase money because it's extremely elusive and it's one of the toughest things to get. But when you just focus on creating pure value for the world, money will come to you. Money is just one of the ways that people are thankful or people can show you their appreciation for what you do. So that's tip number one that I would want to leave behind. Tip number two would have to be with failure. I think too many people are afraid of failure, but I've learned to look at failure in a very different way. If on Monday I fail at 10 a.m., I have two options at that point. I can get back up, dust my shoulders off, and say, man, I failed at 10 a.m. today, but I'm going to take what I learned from here and I'm going to try again. And at that point, failure becomes an event. However, option two is I get knocked down on the floor at 10 a.m. on Monday, and I decide to stay there or I decide to quit and give up, then the last thing that happened to me is that I failed. And so people are now going to remember me as a failure and that I'm allowing failure to define me. And my biggest thing to let people know is that it's okay to fail. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to face obstacles and to be challenged. But as long as you get back up and you persevere and you have that grit, you'll always be successful in no matter what it is that you do in life, whether it's entrepreneurship or a completely different walk of life. And the third and final tip that I'd want to leave behind is kind of for like business owners and people in business. And it kind of goes off that failure topic that I just talked about. And it's like the beautiful thing about business is that you really only have to be right once. And when you put that into perspective, it's going to make a lot of sense because people like Thomas Edison, who failed hundreds, if not thousands of times, we don't remember them for their failures or the times they failed and the times they made mistakes or any of those things. We remember them for that one time that they were right. And that's why they're so massively successful. And that's the beauty of business. As long as you keep trying and you keep hustling, you only have to be right once. And that can change the rest of your life and create a positive impact for the world. So yeah, those are the three big lessons that I'd want to leave behind for future generations.
No, fantastic. And thank you for sharing them. Gita, where can my listeners learn more about you? Where can they reach out and where can they follow you? And where can they stay informed of all of the projects that you're involved with?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a personal website called jeetbanerjee.com, spelled JEETBANERJEE.com. And yeah, I've got a blog there. I've got all my social media profiles, email address, all my projects, pretty much everything is at that one place. So anyone that wants to get in touch or learn more about me, go to jeetbanerjee.com.
Jeet, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your journey and your knowledge and providing so much value for my listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. It was my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Life settlement investments have allowed financial and banking institutions to not only buy their equity contractually, but also diversify their capital from any economic, market, and geopolitical risk. It's been part of the billion-dollar blueprint followed by institutional investors. And if you're an accredited investor, you can also now participate in this vehicle with enormous growth potential. You can watch an informational webinar presented by one of the premier organizations providing life settlement investments, Penumbra Solutions, at cashflowninja.com/life settlements.
Producers and creators are the sources of all value on the planet. MC Lobster, the host of the top-rated business and investing podcast, Cashflow Ninja, is on a mission with producers' wealth. To help producers create, protect, and multiply their wealth outside of Wall Street in any economy, by creating systems and processes that help them increase their production, provides them with liquidity, passive income generators, and opportunities for enormous growth. Learn more about their time-tested and proven systems at yourownbankingsystem.com. That's yourownbankingsystem.com.
Thank you for joining me again on the Cashflow Ninja. Thank you for all your support. You rock. If you like what you hear and appreciate what we're trying to build here at the Cashflow Ninja, please subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes and share our show with family, friends, and your network. If you're not a subscriber to our newsletter, you can sign up for our newsletter at cashflowninja.com or text cashflowninja to 44222. I'm also posting daily videos on Facebook and YouTube and will live stream weekly starting May 2018. To make sure you don't miss any of the live streams, please like and subscribe to my Facebook and YouTube platforms. I'm also dropping content on Instagram daily. Be sure to follow us on Instagram to get in on the action. I want to thank you for spending your most precious resource with me today, your time. That's our show for today. Until next time, live a life of passion and purpose on your terms. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.